Yeah, I thought the first 24 minutes we looked really good. Last four, a little bit sloppy. But, you know, we haven't really worked a lot of that late game. We haven't had a late game lead. So, you know, it was a good opportunity for us to practice that type of stuff and see what it looked like. They hit some shots. We missed some free throws, missed some bunnies, things like that. So it was a really good opportunity to work that. But, you know, credit to our girls for staying calm through that. We did some really good things as well. But tonight, defensively, we did a really nice job. We held it. I think they're averaging 55 points a game, and we held them to 30-something. So, you know, really happy the way that we defended. You know, and we held them to 8 in the first half. But we went into the locker room, and we talked about there was a team that was held to 8 points and won last week. So, you know, that was us. So we had to finish the game out, and we did.
What was the key defensively, Coach?
Well, it was just effort. You know, Katrina and Bryn did a really nice job in the paint. They have two players, that a forward and a center, that do a really nice job with Wagner and Wellhausen. And Wagner never really got too comfortable. She can score from pretty much anywhere on the floor. She's not really shooting the three ball well early on this season. She was 0 of 7 coming into the game. So, you know, the game plan was kind of take that away on the inside. And Wellhausen's really good at getting rebounds and putbacks. So, again, take that away from her. And then they transition really well. So take the transition game away, make them play in the half court, shoot the three ball. They're shooting 20% from the three-point line. And the game plan worked out for us tonight.
And you got off to a pretty good start. I know it was kind of a low-scoring first quarter, but you really got off to a good start, especially defense.
Yeah, that's what, you know, this season we're really focusing on the defensive side. We've been talking about that a lot more this year, is playing better defense. Then the offense will come around. And, you know, first quarter was really ugly. It was 6-4. Second quarter, a little bit better. We're a little bit more aggressive getting to the paint. And that's what we want to do. They had the height advantage inside. But we wanted to drive and get to the rim. And, again, early execution wasn't exactly there. But second quarter, after we felt it out a little bit more, looked a little bit better.
What about rebounding? Talk about the rebound.
Yeah, I was not really happy tonight with the way we rebounded. They got way too many looks, and if they put those in early, the game looks a little bit different. So we talked about at halftime, just it's about intensity and effort. It's not all about size and technique. It's about wanting the ball, and that was something that we cleaned up a little bit more in the second half. They still had a couple too many offensive rebounds, but I thought we did a better job in the second half of limiting second-chance opportunities.
Coach, who else were you impressed with in the ball game?
Well, tonight we got McKenna Schrader going a little bit more, and her decision-making tonight was much improved. She made some great passes, some easy dump-offs, and she got some shots to fall a little bit more tonight. You know, and she wasn't getting garbage foul calls that put her on the bench, so that helps when you're allowed to play basketball a little bit more. And I thought the crew did a pretty good job tonight, so that helped a lot. But, you know, she made some aggressive takes, got some easy feel dump-offs, and then, like I said, she got to the line a little bit more, too. So all those things were a little bit better. Zoe looked a little bit more smooth tonight, and she had their best defender on ball on her all night. So, but, you know, it was spread out. That was the part that I really liked. But, you know, defensively, Bryn and Katrina just did a great job because they're top two leading scorers. Wagner scored a third of her points from the free throw line, and then just when they tried to target everything through her. So if they're going to run everything through and she gets 20, that's fine. If she has 20, they're 30, no big deal. So I thought defensively, Bryn and Katrina did a really nice job.
Creston on the Friday night, Nottoway Valley on Saturday. Now, as you move towards a Creston game, what do you want to see from your team?
Again, continued growth on the offensive side. Defensively, we're playing really good, so we want to stay consistent on that. But offensively, 40 points a game is fine, but we want to get into the 50s and start to score a little bit more smoothly. Right now, it looks like we're a little bit forced on offense. It's not there. So as a coaching staff, obviously, we got to get them a little bit more comfortable positions so the ball starts to go through the net a little bit better.
Play defense like you do. You really don't need to score that much.
That's true, but you know these games will get more comfortable than they need to be. You know, sometimes I feel like we're watching Iowa football when we're playing basketball. You know, we're out there. Next thing we're gonna do is punt the ball. So, you know, I'd really like to see the offense just be a little bit more effective than the free throw line tonight. We were 5 of 10. We shot just around 60% against Glenwood, 50 tonight. That's not something we want to do. We want to be over 65-70%. We have high expect. That leads the state for the record. We're currently leading the Hawkeye 10, but that's not good enough for our expectations, and that's something we work in practice. So that's something we're going to spend some more time on this week in practice as well.
Coach, congrats on the win. 2 straight. Preston coming to town on Friday night.
Sounds good. Thank you, Tom.
Dan Vargason, head coach of the Atlantic Trojans. The girls winning 42-33 in game number one tonight. That's 2 straight for Atlantic. And they're 3-2 now on the season. A halftime show brought to you by Olson's BP, your home for the great Godfather's Pizza.